Lawrence tried to pull his hand away, but I held on to it. I put my forehead against his arm. "Please," I said, "we can be friends. We can save each other." "Oh, God," he said quietly. "I wish you hadn't told me any of this." "You made me tell you, Lawrence. I am sorry. I know what I am asking you. I know it will hurt you to keep the truth from Sarah. It is like asking you to cut off a finger for me." Lawrence pulled his hand out from under my hands. Then he took his hand away completely. I sat at the table with my eyes closed, and I felt the skin of my forehead itching where it had rested on his arm. It was quiet in the kitchen, and I waited. I do not know how long I waited for. I waited till my tears were dry, and the terror inside me was all gone, and the only thing left was a quiet, dull misery that made my head and my eyeballs ache. There was no thought in my head then. I was just waiting. And then I felt Lawrence's hands on my cheeks. He cupped my face in his hands. I did not know if I was supposed to push his hands away or to place my hands upon his. We stayed like that for a little while, and Lawrence's hands trembled on my cheeks. He turned my face up toward his, so I had to look into his eyes.
"I wish I could just make you disappear," he said.
"But I'm nobody. I'm just a civil servant. I won't tell the police about you. Not if you keep quiet. But if you tell anyone ever about Sarah and me, or if you tell anyone ever about what happened with Andrew, I will have you on a plane to Nigeria, I swear. It will be the last thing I do before my life falls apart." I breathed out one long, deep breath. "I understand," I whispered. Sarah's voice came from upstairs.
"Who said you could watch TV, Batman?"